Welcome to the Appellate Division, Courthouse of New York State. The courthouse was completed in 1899. The location of this courthouse was deliberately selected to be a sizable distance from the lower division courts, most of which are located downtown near City Hall. The justices at the time said it was because they felt it would be improper to come into close contact with the lower court judges whose decisions they would review. But in fact, the Madison Square location allowed four of the seven justices to walk to work, so many people believe that was the real motivation for this location. The courthouse was designed in the Beaux Arts architectural style by the architect James Brown Lord. Lord was given complete control over the construction and design, as well as the art and decor. Lord wanted to design a building that was an expression of the ideals of the law. He did so by unifying the art and architecture of the building. 25% of the building cost was spent on sculpture, which was considered an outstanding amount at the time. And including all of the art in the building, about half of the building costs went to decor. The building was constructed from white marble and features classical Greek and Roman decorative elements such as fluted Corinthian columns and low balustrade on the roof. The interior features sienna marble, onyx paneling, murals, and stained glass. The exterior of the building was designated as a landmark in 1966. The interior spaces were landmarked in 1981, and the building was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1982. The public is welcome to observe the court in session during regular hours, but today, let's focus on the exterior of the building. The architect, Lord, employed 16 different sculptors to complete the sculptures outside the courthouse. In total, the courthouse features 30 different white marble sculptures, all 12 feet tall and all on subjects related to the law. That's a lot of sculptures. We aren't going to talk in detail about every single sculpture on this tour since there are so many, but let's bring your attention to a few of them. Framing the 25th Street entrance to the court are Wisdom and Force, created by the sculptor Frederick Wellington Ruxtool. Ruxtool believed that wisdom and force together result in the triumph of the law and peace, which is what inspired these pieces for the courthouse. Wisdom is depicted as an old man with a flowing beard, and force is depicted in armor holding a sword. Behind them are six Corinthian columns and pilasters that lead up to a triangular pediment featuring Charles Henry Niehaus's Triumph of Law. Niehaus is a decorated sculptor who has eight statues in the Natural Statuary Hall collection in the U.S. Capitol, which is a record for any sculptor. Here, his piece, Triumph of Law, features five figures. The sculpture at the center is Law. The figures immediately to each side of her are meant to represent authority, and the outer figures are meant to represent wisdom and entitlement. At the top point of this triangular pediment are three sculptures by Daniel Chester French. French is better known for his design of the Abraham Lincoln statue at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Here you can see a sculpture of Justice in the center, in the robe and holding the torches. To her right is power, and to her left is study. Also on the roof of the building are single standing sculptures meant to depict historical, religious, and legendary lawgivers. These statues are of the same height and proportion, are robed, and appear with various attributes associated with the law, such as book, scroll, tablet, sword, charter, or scepter. The sculptures include Confucius representing Chinese law, Moses representing Hebraic law, King Alfred the Great representing Anglo-Saxon law, and Solon representing Athenian law, among others. When the courthouse first opened, there was a statue of Muhammad to represent Islamic law. It was removed at the request of the governments of Indonesia, Egypt, and Pakistan because Islam prohibits such portraiture. Moving to the Madison Avenue side of the building, there are many more sculptures. On the side of the building are four columns, above which are four caryatids by Thomas Shields Clark. A caryatid is a sculpted female figure serving as an architectural support that takes the place of a column or a pillar. Here, each caryatid represents a season, symbolizing the timelessness of the law, On the left is winter in a cloak, then autumn holding a cluster of grapes, followed by summer holding sheaves of wheat. Finally, there is spring holding a garland.